The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. What do you call a common cold when it strikes down a man in his prime? Man flu, of course. A predicament suffered at some point each year by 99.7% of the adult male population. Now, to be clear, that statistic is a rough estimate by me and lacks any scientific basis. But there does exist, apparently, a scientific basis for man flu itself. In an article published in the British Medical Journal, a doctor has suggested not only that the terrible symptoms are real, but has also had a stab at an evolutionary explanation for your man's inability to get out of bed when he feels a small sniffle about to hit. I do think that the research does point towards men having a weaker immune response when it comes to common viral respiratory infections and the flu, writes Dr. Kyle Su, who's a clinical assistant professor in family medicine at the Memorial University of Newfoundland. This is shown in the fact that they have worse symptoms, they last longer, and they're more likely to be hospitalised and more likely to die from it. So man flu is real, and I can vouch for that because I've got it now. Many women will be rolling their eyes at the latest scientific claim that men were essentially right all along. Here are the warning signs. The house is a mess. The dog needs a walk and a wash. The children are fighting and also need a wash. And the dinner needs cooking and the bin is overflowing. Your typical man flu sufferer would dearly love to get stuck in with all of the above, but he senses a tingle in his nostril that can only mean one thing. He'd better lie down and get some rest so that he can repair himself sufficiently to help out at a later date. He's not yet recovered, and the symptoms are starting to spread. Is that a rash? Should he call the NHS helpline? You tell him crisply that that won't be necessary and inquire politely just how long he intends to be ill exactly. The answer becomes clear over the next 2 hours. He intends to be ill for as long as he can be. What precisely is wrong, you demand, with as much sympathy as he can muster, which is, in the event, almost none at all. Oh, it's his throat, he gestures vaguely, and his head, and perhaps a little bit in his chest. Just feel how swollen the glands are. There's something going round at work, he suggests. A cup of tea would be great if you're putting the kettle on. Sure, you say, after you've had time to roast the chicken, dust and vacuum the hallway. He's rallied a bit by dinner time. Not enough to leave his bed, mind, but enough to consume 2 portions of food. Starve a fever, feed a cold, he smiles weakly, and with great fortitude as he hands you back his empty plate. He wants to show you he's determined to soldier on with good humour at the bleakest of times. You refrain from smashing the empty plate against the doorframe. Once dinner's been cleared up and the kids are asleep, he manages to leave his sick bed and hobble to the sofa. Feeling better, you inquire through gritted teeth. Still a bit ropey, he says, with the same weak smile. Better take it easy for a bit longer. 2 days later, he's offered a ticket to the football. What a shame, you say brightly. You're far too ill to go and sit in the cold for 2 hours. Actually, he says, I'm okay now. I think I've finally shaken this off. Perhaps I will go to the football after all. So the next time events in your household happen much like that, have some sympathy for your partner. He has man flu. Right, that's it. I'm off to my deathbed. Goodbye.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.